Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, Nick, we're going to give the Peterlin Pass to basically everyone in my family this weekend. We went to Chicago, as you know, and we saw my sister, which was a great time. And so I used to work on the boats in Lake Michigan that was my high school, like, summer job, right?
They say you worked on the boats. What was that like?
Well, it made it sound way more manly than it was. It was a restaurant that was on the boats, and the restaurant and the boat went out.
So, like, serve drinks?
Well, I like to think, like, I'm Wire Season 2. I worked on the dock. You know, but yeah, we served fine dining is what it was. And so anyway, we're like, all right, let's go. You know, we did all everything that you'd think of, pizza, American Girl doll store, hit all the what's what, you know,
it's what I do when I'm in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. She loved it. She loved every second of it. And so at the end, we're like, all right, well, what do we want to do now? And I'm like, well, let's go on the boats. Not my boat that I went on, because that's like dining and everything. But one of the little boats.
She wouldn't survive at 2.5.
No.
It's a hardened environment.
No, but so we got the 45-minute boat ride, right?
Okay.
We're like, all right, let's go on the 45-minute boat ride, and let's go. And I need to prep you a little bit on this, and we did not know this going into it. The conditions were so awful. Actually, in fact, a sad story out of this weekend. A 27-year-old woman actually fell off one of these boats and died this weekend. She just fell off and then was, like, transported. They found her way too late. And, like, that's how choppy the waters were.
I guess I won't be making any more sarcastic comments.
Well, we're going to move past it, and you can make all the comments in the world.
Way to dirt road.
I had to tell it to you. I had to let you in on this, because it was not your typical time out on the waters. It was going up. It was going down. It was going up. It was going down. And so we're going out there, and, we're like, all right, let's have a good time. And my daughter seems like she's having a blast, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's seeing the skyline in the distance. She just keeps going, I'm on a boat, as if she's Andy Samberg or something. I don't know what happened. And she's loving it. And I'm like, okay. Now, my wife was not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She was going
through it.
Yeah, something was going on there. She was not enjoying the choppy conditions, but it was what it was. And we're powering through, and then we're making our way back. And by the end of it, we all kind of came to the same conclusion. We shouldn't have done this. It was a bad idea. It was not fun because of the choppy waters.
Yeah.
But it was what it was. And we're going back. And my daughter vomits all over me. All over. My white polo, everything. It's all. And I sat there so calm. And then I watched as I. Because I have the whole rule, I can't freak out, right?
Yeah.
And she does it again. Second wave of vomit.
Oof.
Just all over me. And it was such an experience that you have to go through at least once, I think. But I was impressed with the... I'm going to say I'm impressed with myself here for a second, okay? I was impressed not knowing how I would handle that, and I did not freak out in the slightest bit, and I said, it's okay. It happens. It is what it is. And then I took off the polo and everything like that, and it was all over everywhere, and nobody
did
freaked out in the slightest bit.
Did you have a shirt under it?
I had a white shirt underneath it.
Ooh, but that's the save of the century.
It was still very, very... I mean, it was still filled with vomit. My Jordans were just filled with vomit. My shorts were filled with... Everything was just covered in vomit. Very little on her. Thank God it happened at the end of the cruise. If it happened like 5 minutes in, I would have had to sit there for 40 more minutes with just vomit all over me.
All right. I think as a town, as a region, I think we can, I think we're going to allow all this. Yeah. If you handled this situation properly as a parent. There's so many things that maybe you could have seen coming in hindsight, but you just didn't because, you know, you're trying to get, I don't want to say get through things, but get to them.
Yeah, I mean, we probably shouldn't have given her that much milk before the cruise, maybe.
Yeah, by the way, all these things in hindsight make sense, but that's not what you're thinking about.
I'm thinking boat when you're ride, going, fun thinking, time.
Yes, and
she's
and
gone to sleep. Up, down, I'm on a boat.
Absolutely. Yeah,
all those things.
I have to tell you, I think the number one win here is that you just reacted calmly. Because there are so many times where, as a parent, I handle things. And if I'm going to tell myself, ooh, we did not handle that the way it was supposed to be, I think we got to do this for ourselves more, where we're like, you know what? That was a really crappy situation, and you kept it together.
Well, and
good for you.
And so afterwards, obviously, like, we take her across the way, and we change her clothes and do all that. And I was, this is where I'll admit things that I did not admit to anybody in my family or anyone else around, because it makes me sound like a horrible person. But I was kind of looking around like, hey, did everyone see how I handled that? Like, we didn't freak out.
All right, you don't get it.
We didn't freak out.
I'm starting to Wilson waver here on this Peter Lynn pass.
I knew this is where I'd lose
because
people.
Because you can't
I knew it.
Nobody ever is like, hey.
Hey, between me and you, though. Dad to dad. Well, isn't it okay to be like,
no.
Good job?
No.
Good job not freaking out?
No, okay. From dad to, yes, I can do that, but you can't look
nobody
around
else,
for it.
There was a second where I was like, should there be some acknowledgement that I didn't lose my cool moment?
That's where you're starting to lose the
audience. That I handled it about as great as I possibly could have. All things considered, because there's a part of my life, Nick, where if somebody had thrown up on me, I would have I would have thrown up instantly as well, and then I might still be in the shower. I wouldn't have known how to handle that, okay? But having that realization that, like, when your daughter throws up on you, it's just, it's fine. Her throw up is okay. It's not the end of the world, the T word
and the V word. Because I started to get the old belly churn in there.
And then the next day, she just kept being like, I barf.
Okay, that's funny. See?
And she went around and she was, barf. And then she was doing like the barfing motion.
Now we're happy
I barf
again.
On daddy. Yeah. I know you did.
But you can't, in the moment, you can't, hey, anybody? Praise anyone? No. Because you lose your cool points. If you
that's why I didn't do it. That's why we're doing it right now, and I didn't do it. Because I knew there's an understanding that you lose the cool points. But we're all friends here. That's why I figured it was okay. Dad to dad.
You're selling
to
it a little
guy that
too
lives
hard.
In his mom's basement. Like I thought we were all in the I thought we were all in the trust tree here.
Man, that is a premature shot fired there, thinking you're gonna fire the first shot at Mac Robinson because he's just gonna agree with me.
I want to let people know he's not a dad in this discussion.
Oh, he could be.
What's an O there? You have your whole life ahead of you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At one day.
All right.
Not that he knows if he says.
Okay, I think you're selling it a little too hard because you clearly are like, you're wanting us to agree with you when I already agreed with you. Did you hear what I'm saying there, Mac?
I think you could have stopped while you were ahead a little bit there. I get where you were coming from, but you could have stopped while you were ahead.
The whole point of the story is I was never really ahead. I got barfed on.
I hate to be this guy. I think you lost the Peterlin pass.
Oh. It's my pass. I give it out.
Well, no, but I mean, like, everyone was like, Peterlin pass. Yep. We're all agreeing. And we were extending you back a Peterlin pass. And then I think you sold a fight for too long.
Maybe. We were happy with how you handled it, but then it's just kind of sticking the
landing.
Yeah,
in the moment, I was like, huh? Anybody? That's where you lost it.
Anybody? Well, not in the moment. It wasn't in the moment. It was when we went across the way and we were changing her and everything was done. And then I was like, huh, no one's going to acknowledge how I just was just a saint.
In fairness.
In that spot.
That is kind of fatherhood.
I think that's the reality of it all.
Yeah, the commentary
and maybe that is the true, because I was trying to find the lesson in all of this, right? And I think 99.9% of dads would have handled it the way I did. Like, that's what happens. Your kid throws up on you. It's not their fault in the slightest bit.
I don't know 99.9. I think, like, 50% of dads. But you're in the good 50 is what I'll say.
And everyone was really nice around me because they could tell how, like, obviously that's not great in any sort of stretch. But they were, I mean, like, the workers there came up and they're like, don't worry about it. They gave me a bottle of water to wash myself off in the moment a little bit. Like, everyone was great and they were like, this was handled right. But I did wonder if my sister and maybe my wife even should have been like, hey, good job on that. That was a good job.
Pass?
That was a good job in that moment. But I think the reality set in. I just don't lose my cool ever. So why would I lose my cool there?
So they don't get the Peterlin pass?
I think everyone gets a Peterlin pass. Were we wrong to bring a 2.5-year-old onto a boat?
No, you get a Peterlin pass for that. But it doesn't sound like they're getting a Peterlin pass for, like, the not acknowledging your situation.
I didn't want it from them. I wanted it from a fellow dad. A fellow dad from dad to dad right here.
Got.
To be like,
that
this is
got.
Like, you did this right. Like,
you throw
this
away
is,
the shoes?
No, I didn't. No, I'm cleaning them. No, we're going to clean them. Yeah. I'm not going to clean them. We cleaned them.
Some things can't be unwashed.
You know what? I have so much love for my daughter. If it cost me a pair of Jordans, then that's life, Nick.
The high road it again.
That's life.
Like, every time I just want to, like, all right, here we go. Then you high road it again, and I have to
not
high road back.
Oh. We're trying to get back in good graces here after we spent 5 minutes just completely obliterating ourselves in what was supposed to be just a nice moment where we just handled it in a very dad way.
Mac,
I feel like I'm watching Nick, like, fishing, where it's
I'm trying.
Like, letting it go a little bit, pulling it back in. We're letting go a little bit, pull it back
what
in.
What part of letting me go? He hung me out on the hook for 5 minutes.
You hung yourself on it.
All I wanted was a dad-to-dad moment of, like, listen,
and I gave
you're
it
right.
to you.
You're right. You're right. Your wife's never going to say in that moment. Your sister's never going to say in that moment. Like,
I am so offended right
any
now.
Bit of
you
that.
Know what?
I wanted dad. I wanted dad to dad to be like, you know
Revoked.
What?
You did
they
an
never,
awful job.
They never give the dads credit in this moment. They never understand how hard it is to remain cool,
I
calm,
said these very
collected
things.
Under pressure. And you did it there over the weekend. You did it.
I said those very things.
Extreme heats.
And then you kept taking credit for it.
Waviness, like you wouldn't believe up and down.
I mean, you're
the
doing
boats.
The hand motion.
So that means you
like
know
your
it's
arms
real.
Arms out the window of a car.
That means you know it's real.
Yeah, now you
dad
know
dad to dad.
All dad to dad, it's revoked.
That's why we couldn't go to the man that lives in his basement with his mom. Because it was a dad to dad moment.
He lives in an adjoining room. There's
oh,
no
not,
basement.
You're not, there is no basement.
He lives
okay.
on the main level. That's totally different. Right, Mac?
I have upstairs in myself, David.
There
Bam!
We go. Lives in the attic of his mom's place.
I think I have I to just, fully revoke it
he
now.
Just said upstairs.
You're in your feelings because you lost my co-signing the Peterlin pass. 216-474-0092. Even after all his shenanigans, are you willing, that's the word of the day, are you willing to second the Peterlin pass that he gave himself, and of course everybody else, but himself, and the reunion some Guardians fans are clamoring for in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peterlin pass.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.